"Thank you," I said, thinking of a little narrative of my own. But it was too ridiculous to suppose that a governess would remain a governess if she owned a string of pearls worth £50,000. It was obvious that the Count had made a bloomer. Then an extraordinary thing happened. The long arm of coincidence came in. "It shouldn't," I retorted. "It's had too much exercise. Haven't you seen that charming book called A Dictionary of English Usage?" "I wish you wouldn't interrupt just when I'm really getting to the exciting point." But I had to do so again, for just then a young grilled salmon was insinuated round my left elbow. "Mrs. Livingstone is giving us a heavenly dinner," I said.
"Is salmon fattening?" asked Laura.
"Very," I answered as I took a large helping.
"Bunk," she said.
"Go on," I begged her. The long arm of coincidence was about to make a gesture.
"Well, at that very moment the butler bent over Miss Robinson and whispered something in her ear. I thought she turned a trifle pale. It's such a mistake not to wear rouge. You never know what tricks nature will play on you." She certainly looked startled. She leant forwards.